Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Mobile. I heard somebody out there.
Yeah, good morning. Name is Bernard, KC2NKL. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Bernard. I'm currently in Islandia, just about to pull into my office, but just wanted to get back to you. How you doing today?
Doing really well. Just working from home and looking forward to it being Friday already.
And you're not the only one. My name is Charlie, KD2KNH, and unfortunately I'm going to have to sign. Work is interfering my radio, but you have a good day. Maybe somebody else can pick you up.
Sounds good. 73. Take care.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Here is WV2EAV listening.
W234, WA2CDO, Summit Train Station, New Jersey.
Say again, WB2AV.
Good morning, Ed and Danny. I'm just checking the range of the repeater. I'm out at the Summit Train Station in New Jersey. So Route 78, I'm at exit 44, New Providence, in that area. So I just wanted to check the condition. Because of the warmer weather, the repeater coverage has increased. I can hear the repeater stronger now than I did a few weeks ago when it was cooler. Back to you.
I hear you rock solid. but you're not coming into Glen Oaks. I got the little Selden beep, so I'm a little confused. But no, you're 100% perfect copy.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I shouldn't say that. I'm on Echolink. I'm using my phone. So I'm transmitting on Echolink, and I'm receiving on the my portable radio from the station. I'm sitting on the, I'm waiting for the bus, so I'm at the train station. So I'm listening to the repeater on my Kenwood radio, and, oh, we should be leaving shortly. And I'm transmitting on Echolink. That's why you hear me good. So I'm just checking the coverage that way. I gotta go now because the bus is gonna leave. My bus driver's here, so I'll see you later. We're gonna talk about a few other topics on the TechNet, besides active filters, which is a good topic. Thanks. See you later. WHCDL.
Bye, Andy. All right. Your bus is coming, so good luck with your little trip. But that WB2EAB is still listening.
W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
82FIU, this is 82UZE.
KD2UZE, KD2FIU, it's George, and I'm in the kitchen. I'm heating some food up, figured I'd say hello.
Hello, George, this is Ken in Massapequa, sitting in my yard, talking to you on my HD.
Is it cool? Because it is a bit cool over here. I don't think it's above 51, 52 degrees. Now, you're sitting out there. We're looking at complete overcast, cloudy and cool, Ken. Over to you.
Yeah, the same thing here. Yeah, it's a little cool. I just wanted to get out for a little while. Get some fresh air. Sounds like you're getting ready for lunch.
Yeah. My honey made homemade turkey soup a few days ago and left me with a few servings in a container in the fridge. And I just put the rice in the crock, got it on the stove, so some homemade turkey soup, vegetables, fresh vegetables in it. Yum.
Sounds very nice, George. Okay, I'll let you enjoy your turkey soup. I'll be heading in a few minutes to have some lunch. And nice chat at 73, 82, UDT. Back to you on your mic.
Okay, hey, real quick, I'm working with a different microphone here on an IC-71, an ICOM IC-71. How is the audio? Am I over the top or not strong enough? I don't know if the on this microphone is how it's going to react with this radio.
No, it sounds perfect to me. Sounds very good.
Okay, real good, Ken. And you, and from Massapequa with the HT into Glen Oaks on the Queens border there, you're doing a good job. Very good job.
Yeah, the antenna, it's actually a 22-inch of green antenna. It folds like in half. But it's extended now. That's why I'm hitting the repeater. Otherwise, I would hear you guys on the repeater, but you wouldn't get me.
Oh, shoot, you just reminded me. I got a kind of antenna like that that I'm supposed to be picking up. It was a reward for being on a Zoom presentation. Thanks, Ken. KD2UZE, KD2FIU, and I'll say 73. Thanks.
Enjoy that turkey soup. KD2UZE.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR Mobile.
KD2FR. by your kitchen.
Oh, what's cooking in the kitchen?
Someone's in the kitchen. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. I think that's how it went. How are you doing, Bob?
Yeah, okay, George. Yeah, I've heard that before. Great. It's almost the end of the month. I can't believe it already.
Yeah, Monday again. Every day I wake up, it's Monday again. I don't know what happens to the rest of the week. Anyhow, cool day today, cloudy, overcast. Had a bunch of things I wanted to do outside, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing a little outside work. I'm trying to clean up my garage a little bit and make it a little bit neater. Really, it isn't a garage, it's a storage shed.
Yeah, I did that last fall. You know, rims that were valuable, and I mean spoke-type rims and stuff like that. And I said, you know, I'm never going to be getting these cars again. I had different ones like that, and I could have probably put them on eBay, but I just didn't want to deal with it because of the weight and the bulkiness of the sets of them, the sets of four and stuff like that. So I just donated them to the Department of Sanitation of New York.
I know, I mean, sometimes with stuff like that, you can try and put it on Craigslist. That's if you don't mind somebody coming to the house to pick it up.
Yes. At the height of COVID.
Now, let's see. What did I get rid of that way? I got rid of a router. I got rid of a big, huge jigsaw. So, you know, I've used it a few times.
Hey, good, you just reminded me. Yes, there are woodworking tools that I'll probably never use again that are in really good shape. I did the work, custom red oak casings for the kitchen and the back of the house, clear pine casings and framing for a couple of other rooms. And these tools still work great. You just gave me an idea. I gotta get rid of these things.
Yeah, I know. At some point, I will make the decision. I've got a table saw in the basement. I've got one of those miter chop type saws for doing moldings. Plus more damn hand tools that you can shake a stick at. A lot of which I got rid of it. At a ham fest not too long ago, I had a whole bunch of screwdrivers and pliers and things like that that I sold off.
Yes, right, all the ratchet sets that I've acquired over the years. I must have about 8. I don't need more than 2. And I think about, why did I acquire so many ratchets and sockets?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've got one of those. A number of years ago, Sears was having a sale, so I bought one of those mechanic tool chests, you know, the upright one, sort of like 3 pieces, and I've got quarter inch, what is it, 3/8 and half inch socket sets, all different kinds of handles and sockets. Some guy locally had a garage sale and was selling deep sockets, and I figured I could use those when I was working on the tower, so I bought some deep sockets. Now, I got a load of stuff down there.
There are some that I'll probably never use again, like the 1-inch socket that's about... And the arm of it is about 20 inches long. Excuse me, the 1-inch ratchet. And the arm of it is about 20 inches long. It's where you can easily take the pulleys off the front of an engine. And, you know, you build bridges with tools like this. I'm never going to use them again.
I was going to ask you what were you doing, working on diesel trucks?
No, I restored, back in the day, I restored three Austin Healey Roadsters, the British convertible Roadsters, a 64, a 59 Frog Eyed Sprite, and a 59 BN6 Le Mans Roadster. These were the Austin Healeys. And, when you're dealing with seizure from rust and not being used for decades, you're kind of comfortable using the biggest tools you could find.
Yeah, I know. I've got about a 2-foot-long breaker bar for my half-inch set. Oh, well. No Austin Healey, what was it, the 6,000 or the 600?
No. That was, 64, 65, and 66. The Austin Healey 3,000.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember. It's been a while since I've even seen what one looked like. Yeah, I kind of remember some of the older cars. The wonderful Solex carburetors, which most people, if they could, they tried to replace with Webers. Wonderful Lucas electric systems that don't work. We had an imported car dealership here. They were doing the real old MGs, the ones that look like almost like carriages. And I don't remember what other cars he handled. That was Bristol Motors here in Glencoe. Anyway, we got to figure out when we're going to get together and I get that station monitor from you.
Okay. We could make a plan. It's, like I said, I never turned it on. I acquired some equipment from somebody recently, and it's clean. It's absolutely clean. I just never turned it on or used it. A bunch of other things. I forgot to put them on the swap and shop, the ones that are remaining here. So you let me know what you want to do.
Okay, I don't know. We could probably do it at the if you're coming out to the Limark meeting this next month, you know, the general meeting, we could do it there, or I can meet you someplace sort of halfway between where I am and where you are.
No, I won't make the general meeting because I'm not too good driving at night distances. Hey, that's a good idea. Well, we got to come up with something. let me see what my schedule is for this week and whether I'm heading eastbound. I will be heading eastbound to visit my brother again over the next few days, and I'll let you know. Got your number, so that'll be easier.
Okay, that'll work. Just if you can let me know a day ahead of time. Usually I don't have much on my schedule during the week, but every once in a while something crops up. I know this Wednesday we've got the cleaning lady coming, so I usually have to be around the house once she's here. So that's about the only thing I know of.
Yeah. So, and if you're not there when she's there, you may have to be calling Columbo.
Yeah. Or okay. Here comes my wife. Hang on a sec. We'll find out what she wants.
Okay, I'll be on the side. KD2FIU.
All right, George. I'm finished talking to her, so I'm going to say 7-3. Take care. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Okay, very good, Bob. Hopefully we can do it before the end of the week. 7-3, KD2FIU.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2QZ.
That was Norby. Who was that? Try again.
I'll try again. Whiskey 2, Quebec Zulu.
Okay, W2QZ. I got you, but I don't know why you're noisy, Al. That could be the link here. Maybe I can try the other side. I'm in my driveway. Hold on.
I'm along the south shore. The repeater doesn't do very well here. Sunrise Highway.
Try it again. I'm on the Glen Oaks.
Now you're noisy. I'm on Sunrise Highway in Baldwin, Freeport area. The repeater doesn't do very well on the south shore where I am.
Yeah, I hear you better on this side. Yeah, we have a real problem with the link. And, unfortunately, actually, hold on one second, because I can transmit on one, so you hear me better. Just stand by one. All right, I got it now. I got, I'll transmit on Selden, and I'll listen on Glen Oaks. Unfortunately, our plans have slowed down. We had some people drop out of what they were going to do, and, you know, we're trying to get that regular link back, and right now we really have an issue with this one. So, consequently, what happens is in Sullivan, sometimes we struggle to hear Glen Oaks, but usually works the other way around okay. Anyway, yeah, the last transition was great, so come back.
Okay. W2QZ in the Mobile, Sunrise Highway in Freeport, and you are much better here. All the fried eggs is G-A-W-N, gone. I'm on my way back to Bayside. Had lunch with a friend who lives in the city. Made a couple of stops for the X-Y-L along the way. Now I'm headed home. But traditionally, even before all these wonderful links that were put in and input, the South Shore in my area, Merrick, Belmore, Wantagh area, and Freeport, was never a great area for the repeater.
NY2H Mobile, yeah, well, I know Steve Druckmann is working feverishly on getting that voting system back, so maybe we'll fill in that area a little bit better. Yeah, you're a little noisy, but still 100%. So that's good. You'll be happy to know I'm trying to cut my carbs. I'm giving it another shot here. Trying to go on a low-carb diet and knock off a few pounds. So we'll see what happens.
Well, cheers to you, Lou. I know you could do it, because I've seen you do it. So good. I'll just if I like what I see, I'll nod. And if I don't like what I see next time, I can't see anything good. So watch for the nod.
That I do. Yeah, it'll take a little time, but it's a mental game for me anyway. So all right, good. Well, it's a nice day, and I see you at the base. I don't care. Very good. You saw some friends. Always good to hang with friends, and all that. So. Are you going to be up here for a while?
I didn't quite get that last question. Your audio is a little bit distorted. I believe it's a little, I would say it's probably a little close to the mic, or your audio is kind of turned up a bit too high. Yeah, audio gain, that's really from the low band. I mean, these right boxes don't have audio gain.
W2QZNY2H. Actually, this is a Yaesu 8800, but it is hot for some reason, so I have to remember maybe to keep the microphone a good distance from my mouth. And unfortunately, when I'm actually moving, the car's a little bit noisy, so you get a lot of background noise. But don't know if there's a way to adjust the gain on this thing. It has extensive menus. I'll look through them, but I don't recall. And it is a replacement microphone. The original one had to be replaced. It's got all sorts of controls. You know, it's got the touch tones on it and all sorts of optional buttons, etc. And on the old mic, they were failing. So it's the same. It's a stock mic. It's just the second one. But I don't know if it would be any higher in gain or not. But, yeah. I have to remember with this rig to keep a distance, so hopefully that's a little bit better.
Much better, much better. That was a good distance. Really, the radio I'm still band around using is an Icon 2535. It's the early 1990s. They build them to last, and it certainly does. And I bought a second hand from Doc. I forget his call. But I sure can't complain about his service here. Anyway, I'm half block from the driveway. Good guys hearing you. And good luck on your car adventure. And NY2H, W2QZ. I'm Quirk. On your final.
Alrighty, Al. Very good. Thanks for coming back. And have a great rest of the day. Hopefully we'll see you soon. And eventually, maybe I'll get that nod. That'll be good. Take care. 73-W2QZNY2H Mobile. In there, hard to copy. I'll try it again. I'm getting a little bit noisy. I'm getting a T on the end. Let me see how you're coming in on the other side. Give it one more shot. I'm getting it noisy. I don't know if it's me. Oh, you're just coming in, low power. But I'm not copying. It's a lot of noise. Can you move? I don't know if you're on HD or something. Maybe move a little bit, or if you can bring your power up. Frequency, is he just in the noise, or is it me over here?
KC2ZBT. Yeah, it's a lot of noise.
All right, CBT, thank you. Just wanted to make sure I didn't have an issue here. All right, maybe next time. But thanks for the call, and ZBT, thanks for the report. So we have my 2H mobile. I'll be clear.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
W2VL repeater.
Hello, Bob. KD2KH.
I can always rely on you to be in my radio, Charlie. W2OSR, did you hear me or not?
No.
I think it's getting time to change the microphone on this radio.
Well, I heard that. I just switched over to Glen Oaks. You hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine over here. Where are you? I guess at least west of exit 50-something.
Well, I'm in the middle of the Hop Hog Industrial Area on Adams Avenue, just north of Motor Parkway. Stuck in afternoon traffic.
Yeah, I kind of know where you are over there. There was a young woman I dated for a while that was in that area.
All right, I'm at a stoplight. Must be a very noisy, something's very noisy over here. I don't know whether there's radio interference or electrical noise from the lines.
I don't know what it's for, but I know there's a very big radio tower near the LIE, and I'm trying to think of what the name of the road is. I used to get off on over there. What is it, Route 111, I think?
No problem.
Yeah, I think you're in a bad area, Charlie, because I didn't copy much of that at all.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Just want to say hello.
Always
a pleasure, but I am finding, I think it's your signal is trying to reach, and you're in there, but I have to strain a little. All right, with that WB2 EAV.
Okay, thank you, I'm clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KD2VL mobile.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
J, KC2 and Gale, you perfect.
Thank you very much. KC2FYJ clear.
KC2 and Gale, listening.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Definitely worth doing it, Andy.
There are the capsules from the Apollo, and also they have the recovered capsule from Aurora 7. No, not Aurora 7. When that RISM sunk.
Wild. And on the lower floor, you actually have these, like, money sheets, like, for example, these $5 bills or whatever. And, for example, it's like $50.05, but in order to get that $50 worth of five, you have to pay $60 for $50 worth of five that are used to make no sense. So basically, you lose $10 just to get 50, even though you're spending 60 to get 50.
This is KC2FYJ. Guys, be aware the net starts in 4 minutes.
I'm watching the timer. Thanks for the heads up, Harry.
Got it, Harry. Thank you.
So, yeah, Andy, it doesn't make any sense. You're spending $60 for $50 worth of fives that are absolutely useless. What do you think?
All right, well, I'm going to be talking in about 2 minutes anyway, because I got to make a stop. So, thanks, Harry. I know about the net. You were very noisy the first time, Craig, so I don't know what you're talking about. You have to start from the beginning, but I'm not going to have time because the net starts. I'll catch you next time on that. But I will say that KC2ISK, just to answer you, your question or what you mentioned. Yes, I know about the space capsules and whatever they recovered. I will check it out when I go down there. This should be a lot of fun.
Andy, this is KC2FYJ. A quick note. Make sure you get out to the Udvar-Hazy Air Museum. It's out at Dulles Airport. Take a shuttle bus from the main Smithsonian Museum. Fascinating place to go visit. KC2FYJ clear.
KC2FYJ, yeah, that is incredible. Definitely don't miss that one.
This in D.C.?
Yes. You take the shuttle bus from the Smithsonian.
You know what? With time permitting before K's come in, I'm actually going to bring this up with my dad right now. So, thank you for that report, Harry, and I will definitely keep that in mind if I ever take another trip to D.C. So, the time is now 8:28 p.m., and KD2OGB is standing by for the information net.
Hey, this is K2JVC. John, I'll just sneak a quick word in. Udvar-Hazy is in Chantilly, Virginia. It's over the river, just to let you know. Chantilly, Virginia, K2JVC.
Okay, I didn't know that. I have to come up to speed. Thank you, WA2CDL. I am clear because I am at my stop.
Regardless of where it is, you can get a shuttle bus to it from in front of the Smithsonian's main museum in D.C. proper. KC2FYJ clear.
Yeah, I'm going to have a car down there, so I could just drive it, I guess, if I wanted to.
Yeah, just follow the bus.
Thanks, Harry. See you later, WA2CDL. I got to leave the car.
That's time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Limark Information Net, held every Monday night on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information of interest to Limark and its members. Everyone is welcome, and you do not have to be a member of Limark to check in. We will check in by category. The categories are officers and board members, committee chairs, W calls, K calls, N calls, AA through AL calls, Echolink check-ins, and finally IRLP check-ins. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. Should you miss your category, there will be an opportunity for late check-ins after any traffic has been passed. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now.
Kilo 2, Kilo November Bravo with traffic. Good evening, Harry.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Zulu Echo X-ray, also with traffic. Good evening.
WB2KWC with traffic.
YSK, unlike the others, no traffic.
KD2GXL, no traffic.
The net recognizes K2KNB with traffic, WB2ZEX with traffic, WB2KWC with traffic, KC2YSK, and KD2GXL. Are there any other officers and board members wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard, we'll move on. Next, I will take traffic from all committee chairs. All Limark committee chairs, please check in now.
KC2ZVT.
Double two.
Okay, we had a double in there. I got KC2ZVT, W something, and N2RQ. Will the W station please come back?
That was W2MIT.
Thank you. Thought so, but didn't want to presume. W2MIT recognized. Any other committee chairs this evening?
NY2H.
NY2H recognized. Any more committee chairs this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is W calls. All calls beginning with the letter W, please check in now.
W2OSR.
WB2AFC.
WB2CMF.
WW2RG.
WS2N.
The net recognizes W2OSR, WB2AFC, WB2CMS, WW2RG, and WS2N. Any other W calls wishing to check in this evening?
WB2QTS.
WB2QDS recognized. I believe I heard Queen Delta Sierra. Roger. I'll take silence for assent. Are there any other W calls wishing to check in this evening? Next, we'll move on to K calls. All calls beginning with the letter K. Please check in now. This is K.